Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Already. Already. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, I'm drinking by water. Ken.
It's not Ken.
Bucci.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
Man, Studio A is a lot more annoying than I remember it being. All right, hold on. I don't have any bed music. Chairs are all covered in 6 inches of dust since we haven't been in there. This chair is far too low. Hey everybody, it's Bucci, your pal!
Bucci, promise.
Don't give out your password on the air. Hey y'all. It's Bucci, and I'm still this chair. Look at this chair. It's so short. I don't understand. You must buy these chairs that are made in America. They're all junk. Let me just continue to get set up for another 6 minutes, maybe. I'm gonna turn down. The shades are all up. Cremo coils out on the fire escape, staring at me. His face pressed against the window like a Garfield cat. He also has suction cup hands, which is not a Bucci adage, but nevertheless, it's true.
Trust Bucci.
All right, let's do a checklist. Gray pants. Check. Gray top. Check. Beads in my hair. Pretty, 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 pretty.
Hi, Ken.
That's everything. Oh, what else? White contact lenses. I also have some white contact lenses. Everything I need to do a booch. Oh, I need that. I got a hummer of a headache today, babe. Drinking some hair of the dog. Or as it's more commonly called, dog hair. It's sort of a dog hair drink that my sister-in-law makes. She has two dogs that shed a lot, or she shaves one of those two. And then she ferments it and mixes it with like a simple syrup, and then you get this drink right here. It's interesting. It has like a sort of like dog hair flavor. I have a headache, but it's not because of booze or anything like that. My eyes are really strained. I can't believe this. I've lost 3 pairs of glasses since the last time I talked to you folks. That's why I have the white contacts. First pair got broken right down the middle. Like an old school nerd. But it wasn't a bully who did it, unless you count the world as a bully, which I do. And then in the second pair, I was on a date with my eternal wife, Mrs. Bucci, and we were in a romantic kind of back and forth, and then I winked at her, you know, like to flirt a little bit, and it made my glasses fall off my face and into our peach flambe, and they burned up.
Smooth Booch.
Not so slick, Boochie. And then I have to bring out my old glasses, which I've had, you know, like 3-4 years ago. Prescriptions are way out of date, which I lost in the time it took them to go from my hands to my face. I lost them. And so I had to get the white contacts out. It's just, And then the last pair, I had to dig out just before the show, and then I was flirting with my reflection. They fell off my face. again and burnt up again. So I'm squinting a lot. And it's got a headache. As my priests say, it's giving headache. So, hey, it's the first day back. It's the marathon is over.
Bucci.
Not very relevant. Drop. Thank you so much for everyone who pledged. I really sincerely and certainly want to thank everyone for being so generous and pledging to this show. Let's see what it's written here. It really means a lot. It's just some gentle humor, folks. I'm kidding. It's Bucci appreciates you. And also, it was great, you know, hearing from people and meeting people, volunteers and such. I met some very nice, very dope people from all over the world, really. And I got to be on the air with some very cool DJs, Amanda and Michelle and Bob Brannan and Bob Barth and Maddie No Times and station friggin' manager Ken as well. And I had a really good time with all of them. All of them. But, and you knew there was one coming, the marathon wasn't entirely without incidents. Seems like a lot of people, Bucci's enemies, got his premium, the Bucci's baseball-styled hat. And that was a surprise because I thought only, you know, a couple or a handful, not a whole lot, right? But it was more than that. I don't...
Pledge.
We're done with that. A bunch bought. Now, so why do I say enemies, right? Because you're like, oh, it must be your people who like you buy these hats. You couldn't be wronger. The way it goes here at FMU, so FMU... You get the hat, and FMU puts up some of the money for the hat. They're like $7 a pop, these hats. And so FMU pays some, and then Bucci pays the remainder. And if there's one thing that Bucci despises, it's paying the remainder of something. So I don't care for that. And the more people get the hat, the worse it gets. Benefits the station, which... according to this email I got from Joe Magasco, is a good thing. But for me, Bucci, not so much, you know?
Bucci.
I don't make a lot of money. I know, like, I sound like I make a lot of money, but my Katz's Deli paycheck barely covers my celery stick, olive, tomato juice, and vodka bills. It's there's only a few... Fazoles left over after all those things are bought on the weekly. And I'm not getting any sort of, I'm not getting any paycheck bump anytime with my boss. Deep water with him. He had some, like, he came in, he said he had some spooky dream about me. It spooked him out, and he's mad at me because of this dream I had. I was shaving my arm flesh instead of roast beef and selling it or something at a discount. I said, Larry, I don't do that. I would never do that.
Trust Bucci.
So that all that to say, I have some cash flow issues here. So I have two options. One, think of an option. Two, some sort of get-rich-quick scheme or scam. Not a scam, scheme. And so I'm going to go with number two there. So if you've ever... keeps locking on me, folks. If you've ever seen Bucci's live streaming on Rumble, you'll know that he's I've always wanted to get rich in a timely manner. You know, very quickly, but I don't have the patience for that. Ironic. So today, I wanted to bring up a guest who does have the patience and is, in fact, an expert and is a no stranger to exploiting people for profit. I'm talking about my wife, Mrs. Bucci.
Mama, Mrs. Bucci.
I appreciate that. Intro.
Oh, sorry.
Bucci.
There you go. Hey, no problem. Anytime. Anytime, I'll introduce you anytime. Like once every 6 or 7 months, I'll introduce you.
That's not enough.
Just staring at me. Man, I've never seen, I have the white contact lenses, but I'm more
It's very creepy. It's
terrified
very unsettling.
By your scare, your muddy browns. I don't like looking at those. They're squinting and
scowling. It's a scowl.
It's more of a scowl than a squint.
So wait, what is the topic?
We're going to try to get some, I need to get, you know, as we had talked about, as I was weeping and crying to
all 2 weeks,
for
yeah.
2 weeks. I need money. I need to get, if not rich, but well off. And I need to do it quickly. So I want to maybe see if we can solicit some get rich quick schemes from yourself, who is an expert, who has
I'm a big schemer and plotter.
You've started, how many businesses have you started?
We don't need to count.
Right, well, but you've got.
Well, I like to get in and then get my money
so loud.
And get out.
Yes. And, you know, I said, well, what about shooting old Booch a couple of
you'd waste
couple
it.
Of dollars?
I can't.
And
you
say
can't be
I've
trusted.
Wasted.
You've wasted a lot of on all, your schemes. Always go downhill fast.
Well, my schemes usually involve Bloody Marys. So, like a Bloody Mary,
the drink
delivering device. Yeah, as a drink. Yeah.
You don't even like Bloody Marys.
No, but I like selling them
on the street.
Yeah. I made a couple of bucks. I made like 20 bucks.
This is why you're not part of the schemes.
They were sold out of a big glass boot. So you got to keep the boot. The price, the added price, the
$20
price.
And then you had to pay for the boot.
Yeah. So. Those boots were expensive.
Yeah, you got the full glass
I got
ones.
The extra thick boot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is almost so thick that there's not a whole lot of room for the Bloody Mary anymore. It's only
it
about
really
it's only
sense.
About
it was like a straw full.
Yeah, it's about a thimble full of
yeah.
Bloody Mary mix and mostly boot. But you can, you know, you can use it as a paperweight or put it on a windowsill to shine the sunlight shines through it, you know, create a little pattern for your cat to fall asleep in.
But I don't like this idea.
But cats don't pay Bucci. So, what I need to do is something new and fresh, and I need to get super rich super quickly. So maybe we'll go back and forth and you can tell me some of your things that have worked in the past or any ideas. You know, I love to bounce ideas off of you.
Yeah, like, but you don't like to accept feedback on any of your ideas, as we know.
Well, I don't think we do know that. I think I'm a fairly open-minded individual.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Should we talk about the Bucci premium? Do we need to get into that?
I just talked about it.
The hat.
I was literally talking about that.
I zoned out a little
5 seconds ago.
No, but what about the hat design?
Oh, yeah, you designed
no,
that.
No, I did not. We need to correct the record.
All right, hold on.
For
first off, we need to bring... We need to bring
me way down.
All right. So, what we're going to do after the break, so I need to hear some get rich quicks. I know you people out there rich. We made our goal. WFMU made our goal. And that wouldn't have happened if you weren't very, 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 very rich. You know, you have disposable income. Like, I almost cursed. I can't finish that sentence. But, so do you have any get rich quick schemes, and timing is everything. You know that, Mrs. Bucci. That, you know, it's all about the timing. That's
is my microphone?
No.
What?
You can't be late. Like the time you had that idea to sell old-time magazines or something, or you were selling three-month-old magazines to the blind and saying it was more current than it really was.
Sure,
you said, oh, it's a fresh new Time magazine.
That doesn't sound like me at all. That sounds like Bucci.
No. So your mic is down. You really shouldn't be. You're going to blow up. Don't talk so much.
Welcome back. I'm never coming back here.
Okay, so so that will be after the break. Because unfortunately, we can't live on goodwill and promises and smiles. Unfortunately, cash still rules. And who said that? Wu-Tang. Uh-huh.
Shake the thing. Scary hours, no money out. Smash the Guinness out. Play the outfield. Lucille switch cracks on chill. She's a rich fiend. Sacrifice a fan. Ship the f***ing chicken wings. Guess jeans. He charged 35 beans.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Get rich quick. get rich quick.
So
get
call in with your quick response get now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
His safe up was all huffed up as he had me laughing. God, you see how he was laid out in the grass with dirt in his mouth. Slim woke him up, told me wild out. Blood leaking from his teeth, he smiled like he
Mrs.
Hey, it's Mrs. Bucci and Bucci. How are you doing, Mrs. Bucci? Yes, it is.
It's still not on!
Stop screaming. You know, there's like the level, you know, Brandon Carr is going to yell at us if you're too loud.
Who's that?
He's the FCC guy. I'm pretty sure that's his name. So anyway, today we are talking about get rich quick schemes.
Woo!
I need to get really rich, and Mrs. Bucci, like, after that. If Mrs. Bucci can also get rich, that would be great, but she's
well,
rich.
Well, you need to get rich quick first, and then you can get me gifts, and then I'll be rich in gifts and love.
Yeah, power couple. Power
yeah, exactly.
Couple,
power
couple. Power couple. Power couple. Power couple.
That's what we repeat before we go to sleep every night.
Let's do it. Ready?
Power couple. Couple. Power couple. Power couple. You can't cough in the middle of it.
Look, I'm very sick. Caller Yabucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
Mrs. Bucci.
Jesus. Yeah. Hey.
Is she on mic?
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Who is this?
No. Hey, Mrs. Bucci, how you doing?
Oh, is this Zach Attack?
Is this? Oh, it's please don't say.
You
Zach.
Say Zach Attack?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Don't.
Yeah, it's like Saved by the Bell.
Don't encourage him. And anyway, so hey, Zachary, how are
Bucci,
you?
Bucci, hold on a second, Mrs. Bucci. So everything doing all right?
It's fine, Zachary. I'm so glad I'm here to talk to you and keep you on the phone for as long as possible. Bucci,
I'm so glad you're in the studio.
Me
That's
too.
How magical.
I'm
well, you know,
smiling. I'm not
you know,
seething.
I asked Bucci if I could join
so
him
loud.
On the
Look
marathon. And
he
said
no?
No. He said no.
No, because I
what?
Wanted to have...
He said no.
Because there's so many WFMU DJs who are scrabbling, figuratively, to be my co-host.
I don't think
and
so.
And I'm afraid
That's
they
why
take
Ken
precedent.
Filled in. No one else wanted to be with you.
And your current wife didn't
yeah.
qualify?
That's so rude, Bucci.
Oh, that's true. Well, next year,
that's
don't...
That's incredibly
next
rude.
Year, look, speaking of incredibly rude, Zachary, I have a perfectly fat and juicy topic on the table, and I really need you to take a bite out of it. And so, Zachary, you're pretty rich. You have, like, a couple of storage spaces, right? And... what do you have? You own a baseball field or something? So
yeah, baseball field, basement full of money and stuff. What do you?
Ooh.
How much are you trying to make, and how little of time?
As much as possible, as soon as possible.
So yeah, Ponzi schemes,
quick.
Pyramid schemes, MLM schemes. Everything.
Those are
open.
All the same
Get
thing.
Rich.
Okay, you need it. No, they're different. You need it liquid too.
What do you mean?
He doesn't know what that means.
What do you what
liquid
does he
meaning?
Mean
like you
it
need the, you
cold,
need the money so
cash.
It can move freely, not
yes,
an asset.
Yes, yes,
yeah, you don't want thing. Bitcoin,
Look,
right?
I'm sorry, but Athens doesn't take American Express. I need cold hard cash if I'm ever going to get to Athens.
Cold hard cash.
Yeah. What? You know my
Why are you going to Athens?
You know my Athens dream.
I didn't
so
know that.
Zachary, what's a good get rich quick scheme that you can help us with?
Tarot card reading.
Okay. Like how? I mean, those things.
Oh,
do you have
like,
a tarot deck?
I don't, but
like all
Ms.
the.
Bucci, have you designed a tarot deck?
No, but I would love to design a tarot. That's really fun.
Didn't WFMU do a tarot deck
that
a couple
is a cool
years
idea.
Ago?
Not if they did a tarot deck. They have other card decks. Okay.
I think what Zachary's referring to is the psychic readings that for like $5. All around the city.
Those are psychic readings. That's
but you
not
always
tarot
wander
card.
Around and say, "How can they afford that rent?"
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, they're slut. They're, you know, they're, it's all like Russian oligarchs who are propping that thing up. And they're probably going, oh.
I think we should get in on
Putin,
the biz.
That's a long lifeline. That means you love Putin.
You can do both. So it works. If you design the deck, Ms. Bucci, you can sell the deck to people that you're reading because people that you're reading also kind of want to tell tarot.
I've got to turn my baseball hat
Well,
backwards.
Here's.
They want to.
Here's the problem. If I'm designing it for and with Bucci,
yes,
he is hands down one of the worst clients I've
I
ever.
I saw
worked.
You say that. He doesn't. He doesn't take feedback well.
He takes nothing well, and And it is a nightmare working with him. So an entire tarot deck, I think, would be a real big problem. So the get rich quick part of this scheme would be the ultimate issue for us.
Quicker.
Well, could you do the tarot deck separately and Bucci just does the reading?
Yeah, maybe we should.
I think Bucci would be real good at it.
Yeah, I think he would be good at the readings.
Yeah. Well, again, that sounds like I'm going to make about $15 from this.
No, you can charge a lot of money, man. Yeah, I mean, there's rich people that pay thousands of dollars for a reading.
Richard.
I'm with Zachary immediately.
You're with
Zachary. This is a good plan.
All right, I'll write it down. So what is
it? Put it at number one.
I'm reading people's hands.
You're
right?
Throwing tarot. No, you have to say throwing tarot.
You're throwing. Bucci throwing tarot. And we put a big sign. Yeah. We probably can start off sitting in, you know, Washington Square Park or something. That's mm-hmm. where they're all sitting.
That's a scary park. I don't care for that park.
The key is
that
it's
fountain
a
is
deck,
so
though.
It's too
Which
strong.
Park do you
it splashes
go to?
Me all the time, that fountain.
Don't sit so
You close. Could also do an oracle deck.
All right. Speaking of throwing things, goodbye, Zachary.
Bucci, wait.
Caller, you got
so
your booch.
Mean.
Sorry, I got a whole thing. Everyone's trying to give me a get root. Hello, okay. Who's this? Caller, you got your booch.
Hey, this is Bob. How are you, Mrs. Bucci?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob. It's Bucci here.
And Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, hey, Bucci. I was calling... I've got a question for Mrs. Bucci. If we were to advertise, you know, the get-rich quick scheme, and, you know, different colors make people hungry or feel different emotions, what is the best font to make people want to spend money?
This is Bucci's biggest nightmare.
So answer the question. Stop
no,
vamping.
People can't be on, Mrs. Bucci can't be on the radio because everyone's going to ask her about fonts.
Look, just answer the question.
I wasn't listening. I was
Bob's
laughing.
Question.
Can you repeat the question, Bob?
He said, what kind of font is the person that is the thing that will generate the most... What is it, Bob?
The
you
most money?
What?
Yeah. Is making a font a get-rich-quick scheme?
Get rich
I don't think
quick.
So.
What font do people see and it makes them want to spend quick. Money?
Oh, what rich. Font makes them want to spend money? That's a good... That is a very good question. I feel like I have to think about that one.
Okay.
It takes as long as you need.
So what do you know? You know what though? What do you say, Bob? Like, you know, you're pitching this idea, but you got to come more with something behind it too. You can't just say, "Oh, a clock that has 16 hands on it," so you always know what time it. I don't know.
Isn't this freeform radio? What are all these rules?
No, no. There are rules. There's WFMU, and then there is Bucci.
So
right here, we like to be a little bit more prescriptive, and I'd like to get some sort of idea. So, okay, you have an idea for a font that makes money. Is that
what
it is?
Well, fonts take a really long time to draw. So, I think people are not understanding the quickness of our get-rich-quick scheme.
I just think that whatever your scheme is, you should make sure that you're careful about what font you select.
Oh.
I would like to hear Mrs. Bucci ruminate on which font she thinks she should use to advertise whatever this get-rich
That is a very good question. I think it'll depend on the idea, but I think you can find some elegant sans serifs. Usually look very expensive these days. You can also find some really beautiful serifs. It's going to depend on the idea. Oh, you need a Mrs. Bucci adage, I think. Can we get your uncle to make that? I've been asking for a while.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow I'll do that. All right, thanks, Bob. 201-209-9368. I'm soliciting get-rich-quick schemes. I need to get rich and in a hurry, you know?
What about oil baron?
Oil baron?
Yeah, I could see you as an oil baron.
I would
baron.
Like to be an oil baron.
You love barons, and yeah. I think you like oil.
Yeah, my aunt has those barrels of oil that she stole from that Sunoco 15 years ago. She hasn't
That's
used it.
That's probably still good.
Yeah. So you think I could sell some of that oil? Some of that Sunoco brand
could.
Oil?
Oil's going up.
So. How many barrels of oil do you have to sell to become a baron for it?
Like three.
No way. What are you, crazy?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Barons are a dime a dozen these days.
They are not a dime a dozen. You don't insult barons in that way. You just insulted about 15 barons.
I don't know any barons.
Yeah. Well, I would say two... Or three grain silos of oil make a baron.
Did we give out the phone number?
Yeah, we did. We have a call right here. Caller, you got Bucci. And Mrs. Bucci.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How
Hi,
are
Franco.
You?
Hi, Franco.
I'm fine. Hi, Mrs. Bucci. How you doing?
I'm good. You got any ideas for the topic?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, Franco.
But it also, I realize, it might be a problematic with you two.
Okay. Now I can't wait to hear what this is. So, what is your idea there, Franco? What did you do to get very rich?
Well, this was before I realized that I wasn't cut out to be a self-starter. I was running on the fumes of, how would you say, fantasy.
Speaking of running on fumes, I'm very tired. Okay, so you were running on the fumes of fantasy. You had gassed up the fantasy car mobile, and now you were just using, just all on momentum now.
I'm confused. What's going on?
Franco's about to tell us about his get-rich quick scheme.
Oh, it's a story.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Franco.
Ready?
Yes.
So anyway.
Get rich quick.
Yes. What's your get rich quick scheme?
One afternoon, I went over a friend's house, and he was painting a picture of buttered toast on the living room wall.
Okay.
And I said to him, "Mike, I think you and I should be sign painters." And he said, "That's a great idea." Uh-huh. He goes, "Why don't you make some business cards, and I'll steal all the material we need?" And I said, "Great."
Okay.
Well, so we passed out the business cards, and the first place we went to was a carpet remnant store. And he had a professional sign painter had done his windows, and
steal some carpet.
He said, "Can you do it as good as this?" And we go, "Sure, we can." He goes, and in, here it's like candid camera. He goes, "Okay, I'll be back in a couple hours."
Remnants could be.
And you do the sign. So as soon as he left, Mike tore the card that had all the information in half, and he handed me half of the card.
Okay.
And he said, "You start on that end, and I'll start on the other end, and we'll meet in the middle."
Like Lady and the Tramp.
Well, more like Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, yeah, when they ate that, what did they eat, that piano
spaghetti.
Together?
Oh, yeah, I think it's spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And they
that
French
like,
kiss episode of Laurel and Hardy was very unsettling. Franco, that's an interesting idea.
Is the idea be a sign painter or steal paint? I got lost in the sign.
Well, I didn't steal the paint and brushes.
Carpet
he did.
Remnants.
Because he was a practiced shoplifter. And we met in the middle, and, you know, as you can guess, you know, the window was about 40 feet long.
I would never have guessed
it was a disaster.
And
the guy came back and we said, "What do you think?" And he just stood there with his mouth open, but he paid us.
Well, I mean, I can try to do that, but that seems like that relies a lot on your own charm and personality, and I don't think I would be able to get some sort
of
deal.
Well, you have someone that's a practice letterer.
Yes, that's
she
true.
Could
well,
be
but
the
I'm
lead
not a
person.
Sign
true,
I mean, I know you guys
admit
have tried to work together and it's never worked.
I like sign painting, but I'm not a sign painter. And again, people are still not understanding. A get rich quick scheme involves little to no skill except for being maybe charming. But
I don't think so. Materials and all sorts of
stuff.
All right. Frankos, thank you so much. And thank you for everything you do for the show. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, that's it.
Sign painting involves a skill. And even picking fonts and designing tarot cards.
But it's
cards.
The guy who said, "What if," or the person who says, "Ooh, a sign painting business." And then he leaves the drones to figure out what the heck they're going to do with it.
No, that's an entrepreneur. We need a get-rich-quick scheme.
Look, caller, you got your Bucci. And Mrs. Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. Hi, Mrs. Bandit. Mrs. Bucci.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Who's
that
this?
That was a Freudian slip there.
Yeah. Are you asking me to marry you?
No, I am already married, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Well, ma'am!
Well, no, he said he's a married man.
Oh, I thought he said ma'am.
Listen,
ma'am.
You would not make any money listening, I'll tell you that, Mrs. B.
Nope, I do not.
All right, so Bandit, what's your get-rich-quick scheme?
All right, I got two of them for you.
Okay, let's do the first one. If I like the first one, then we can stop there and we won't do the second one.
So you know Insomnia Cookie?
Yes.
Oh, I love them.
All right, so, but to make it Bucci themed, it's Insomnia Charcuterie Board.
Ooh, this is a good idea.
An Insomnia?
You pre-make them, right? And all you got to do is start selling around them campuses. you know.
This is great because you can get all that loose meat from your meat store that you worked at. That's you had the true. Meat
it's
slicer.
It's not a meat store. Yes. It's Katz's Deli.
Okay, but.
It's disrespectful to Katz's Deli.
I don't think you were at Katz's Deli. I think you were at that other place down the corner.
You, what?
It was Katz with a C.
Yes. C-A-T-S Deli. Yeah. All right. So, again, I'm sorry, Bandit. So your idea is, so the thing about Insomnia Cookies, though, isn't it they sell them warm? I'm not selling all this meat super warm and
gooey. Insomnia Cookies,
they sell them
late.
It's obviously cold.
Late
know,
at night.
Delivered.
Cold. Okay. So, you know, college students do love a fancy charcuterie board.
Late at night.
Mm-hmm.
Especially late at night. The mozzarella balls and the...
The tomatoes.
The tomatoes, the ham.
All that.
Pepperoni.
Little pickles.
Like in a little olive face.
Olive.
Oh, you can do it in shapes.
Now we're just listing food.
You can make it in shapes that they love.
Sure.
Yeah,
what do they love?
Like edible arrangements, but for, you know, charcuterie.
Yeah, like maybe the college's mascot or
like
something.
Yeah,
like
some Penn State bear or something.
Yeah, Penn State bear. Yep. All right. Well, that's a good one there, Bandit. It's great. Thank you.
Do we want to hear Bandit's
second one?
You
want to hear my second
yes,
one?
Very quickly.
It's called
like
Bucci Coin.
Poor. A Bucci Coin, like Bitcoin?
No. It's different. It's different, I swear.
Okay.
It's definitely not like Bitcoin.
Is it gold?
Maybe.
Okay. That's a...
half-baked.
I'm going to write this down. Yeah, it's almost like an insomnia cookie. Disgusting. All
no,
right. Thank you
delicious.
So much. No,
I like the Bucci themed charcuterie board. That's going on the list.
Okay. Do you think I can get rich like that?
Well, again, it's a lot of involvement.
See, that seems very hard.
It feels like you're starting a business.
Yes. See, I don't want to start a business. I want to start a scheme.
We need to start a scheme or a scam.
Yeah. Richard. Something like...
we want to be scheming and plotting.
Well, you know, like a web that you buy web domains, right?
Yes, and then sell them.
Right. So I have this web that I wanted to do, ALAI. So it's the AI bot called Al.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to buy that, but it's sold.
AL.com?
ALAI.
ALAI.com.
Yeah. Caller, you got your booch.
That idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm called to speak to Bucci.
Oh, my God. Who's this?
This is Pete.
Oh, hey, Pete. How are you?
Hi, Mrs. Bucci.
Hi, Pete.
All right. Hey, Pete. How did you get...
So I got an idea for you.
All right. Is it a gravelly voice generator?
This is the hard part. You got to get a big bucket full of screws.
Uh-oh.
Okay, that doesn't sound
that
hard.
You know, like metal screws.
Yeah, I have a bunch of those.
Okay, right. You do have
then
a lot
you,
of
Then
screws.
You open up a tire shop.
Oh, this, so I
then,
know where
then
this
you
is
get
going.
A bunch, then you throw the screws in the street near the tire shop to generate business.
Oh, I like that
I like
idea.
This idea. Oh, and maybe it's at the bottom of a hill, too.
Why does that matter?
Because, you know, the car goes down the hill and you throw
screws roll downhill too, Booch.
Yeah. Well, that's very pessimistic of you. I think they roll uphill.
Booch. So,
well, I do like the idea of scattering tacks or screws next to my tire shop and just raking it in.
I like that idea a
Boochie, I have another... I keep dying tires, leaving your store, and then, you know, getting run overing screws.
Yeah, this is a great one.
All right.
I see no problems with this.
Yeah. All right. I'll try.
Thanks, Pete.
Man, what did I say? Run overing screws?
Yeah. Yikes.
I can maybe get rich on my new language. 201-209-9368. I'm trying to get rich quick.
Quicker.
We're trying to get things. Again, see, the tire thing, I have to open a tire
shop. You have to open
a
tire, yeah.
Which I definitely don't want to do. But, like, maybe selling, like, limited edition, like, sneakers. Like, people spend a lot of money on sneakers. So if anyone here calls in and have some, like, game-worn Air Jordans or Land Pippins, I can probably move those pretty quickly. Caller, you go Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Wilma.
Hey, Wilma, how are you?
Good. Listen, here's what you do.
Wilma.
You get your adage generator fired up.
Yes.
Print out a whole bunch of adages. You set up a table outside the WFMU prom, and you charge people $20 an adage to get in.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
I see. So wait a minute. I'm charging people to...
pay for adages.
Oh, I see. So they're like, oh, I need an adage.
They They don't say they need an adage. You tell them you need an adage to enter.
So are we doing? We're not
which
telling
is ironically
Ken, right?
A Bucci
because
adage.
They've already paid Bucci. To get in.
Yeah,
they've donated $1,000, I believe, to get
right.
to the WFMP.
Right.
So we've got a setup further down the street.
Well, you could do that. Yeah,
but then I have to buy a card table or something.
Lot.
I have a card table.
Okay.
I'll let you borrow.
Well,
for $20.
I've always wanted to monetize these adages, Wilma. I have been like, I really hope someone is out there compiling a whole leather-bound book of them.
And you're always trying to skim off the top of any kind of Monty Hall show. That's definitely part of your scheming and plotting.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it.
Right,
any
this is selling outage. Well, I mean, they do come naturally to me, and I do have a lot of them. And there's no money to start that up. That's a pretty good idea.
Besides the table.
I'm writing that down, except for the card table.
Yeah.
Wilma, thank you so much. I'm going to do that at the WFMU prom.
I'm rich, B-word.
Yeah.
Do we have to ask Ken for permission?
Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much. What's that about Ken?
Do we have to ask him for permission?
Well, I would have to say it has nothing to do with WFMU. Right? They have paid the money. It's not like I'm taking money out of WFMU's pocket.
But Wilma was saying we're not letting them in. Until they also donate an extra $20
well, you
to
know,
Bucci
it can be
adage fund.
Right. But it can be, you know,
maybe it's
optional.
On the side.
It could be optional. Or I could set up the card table like four blocks down, you know?
Exactly.
Right. I mean, you know, they're paying the Ramones tribute band who's performing at the...
And you're the same as them.
And I'm about the same, you
yeah.
know? It's you got a little bit of... I got to wet my beak too, literally. 201-209-9368. I'm trying to get rich quick.
Quicker.
And I need your help.
We are trying to get rich quick.
Yeah,
power couple.
Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Jeff from Baltimore, and it's your lucky day. I got the money-making thing of the century.
Go for it.
It's inventing new colors.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you how it works. The first color I invented, this is a big one for the fashion industry. I call it ring around the collar. So if you make a shirt the same color as ring around the collar, it eliminates the ring around the collar problems.
So what is that color?
So it's just like a yellow greasy shirt?
Like a dusty black shirt.
It's kind of, yellowish, beige-ish. It's not actually an ugly color. You would think it is, but
well,
it's
I mean,
not.
You know,
it's very Dwight Schrute, like that mustard yellow.
Let's not talk about
what I'm just
that
saying. That's the
air.
Color.
So...
There's a lot of money to be made in colors.
Yes, I guess that's true.
I'm pronouncing this wrong, but Yves Klein invented that blue, that special blue.
Yeah, but that's not. But he's saying that's taking a negative ring around the collar, that thing that everybody experiences.
Sweaty guys.
And then turning that into the color of the shirt.
I think that's a pretty good invention.
Okay.
But this is not the invention
show. It solved the problem. That's why my second big color was, I called it pit stains.
Uh-huh. You got a lot of shirt.
Even better.
Shirt problems.
Sure, sure. Okay. So
you got to solve a problem. You know, you got to identify a pain point and
see,
solve
but
it.
I think
and then in the fashion industry, get a stream of income.
Yeah. What do you say, Mrs. B?
I just feel like, again, it's not quick enough. You have to invent the shirt. You got to get manufacturing it.
Yeah. Well, I have that collection of dress shirts that your mother-in-law gave me for when we got married. And we just dye them
with
or,
your sweat.
Yeah, I can just wear them under my arms for a long time.
That.
Yeah.
See, that's a better
Or even
skin.
Better, you license it. You don't have to do anything. You just go to the like one of these big fashion houses and you license your color.
Yeah, maybe yell up at the window like, "Hey, what about a shirt that's the color of ring around your collar?" And they're like, they just throw down a bag of money.
That's exactly what will happen. That's what happened to me.
Well, I hope we're as rich as you one day, Jeff.
Okay. Good luck with that.
That's not a Bucci adage.
I'm worried that people are giving out their ideas they're going to do
that. I'm not worried about that at all. So what about the idea of, women,
what?
The younger women, they're getting more and more lip filler these days, earlier and earlier. What if it was like a chocolate mousse?
What are you talking about?
Like the lip filler was mousse.
Full of chocolate mousse?
Yeah, yeah. Or the other way around, I guess.
That their head was full of chocolate mousse
were not? No, it's more like the chocolate mousse tastes like lip filler. Or lip filler tastes like chocolate mousse. Because then it's win-win. You get your nice, plump, weird-looking lips, And then, but you're also always tasting chocolate mousse.
I think we should take a call.
Caller, you go, Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Brian from Hoboken.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
So when I was in college and I needed money,
yeah,
I would sell plasma.
Blood.
Ooh. See, this is the type of thinking.
Yeah. Hey, so Brian, how much did you get for your blood?
Plasma.
Well, plasma. I got my blood back. I got all my blood back. Uh-huh. They just take out the plasma, which I don't know what that is, but it's not important.
It's
I guess.
Not
exactly.
Blood, yeah.
You don't need it.
Right.
And I think I got like $30, and then if you went the second time, it was like $20.
I see. So
oh,
it
you
go,
get less
it
every
goes
time?
Down. Well, it goes down.
I can't remember. You got more or less if you went back the second time.
I think
like
you got
less.
Screwed because I just looked it up, and it says in Jersey City you can get up to $800. So what alley
well,
were you
of,
selling for $30?
Yeah,
was,
that's inflation. That's inflation. That, you know,
yeah, a lot of
plasma's at a premium.
Okay, Bucci, I think we should do this. This is
selling
money.
I would assume.
See, but I don't like
Bucci,
needles, so what if
Bucci,
I could sell
you're gonna get
someone
more.
Else's?
You're going to get more money than Bucci, I would assume.
Oh, you think so?
Women's
think
plasma
like
gets more?
Premium plasma. Premium
I do have
plasma.
Premium plasma
yeah.
in me. I already feel
my
it.
My plasma.
I feel it coursing.
I have
my
a lot of uric acid in my plasma.
From the gout.
Yeah, from the gout.
Yeah,
so
that
it's,
is a problem.
It might not be that. They'd probably give me less.
You'd get like the $20.
All right, Brian.
I'm rich, B-word.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. I like it because it's quick and easy and
mm-hmm.
fast.
And what if I also, parameters. I could also, you know, just to kind of piggyback on that, so I could instead of selling my precious plasma, I could buy a bunch of Nature's Valley bars and stand outside the place where they sell the plasma. And then when they come out all shaky, I'm like, oh, you look shaky. How about a Nature's Valley bar? And they say, oh, that's so great. And I'm like, $20.
And then I'm standing a little further away from you.
Yeah.
And when they open the Nature's Valley bar and it gets all over them,
crumbly.
Then I'm selling like a little brush that can brush off of them.
Yeah.
For getting all the crumbs off because those things are messy.
Right. So you're brushing.
This is a good scheme.
So you're brushing people's t-shirts, the crumb.
Yeah,
I'm
brush,
selling.
Brush. You're selling the crumblies.
Yeah.
And
maybe I can sell it. Maybe
something
get a,
with plasma.
Well, the plasma, I wouldn't be in the plasma business. I would just be stationed outside the little
yeah.
trailer that they're taking the blood out.
Yeah. You're selling the Nature's Valley.
I'm selling the Nature's
and
Valley.
And I'm selling the
maybe
crumbly
a
brush.
Little apple, like an apple juice, little thing of apple juice.
Yeah. Then I could sell napkins too.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. This is great. This is all real. Write it down.
This pen doesn't work. Caller Igabuchi. No, I don't think you do. Caller Igabuchi. Hey, who's this? You're
hey,
on.
Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Michael in Maplewood.
Hey, Michael. How are you doing?
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm fine. Michael, what do you got? What do you got?
So I thought the pit stain guy was great. I want to build upon it. I want to build upon your economic needs and the things you have.
Yes.
I've thought about this in the past. I didn't have the bravery to do it. I think the two of you could do it.
Okay, go for
you
it.
You have all these long sleeve shirts. Hopefully they're white. Now, Mrs. Bucci, possibly, could get a hold of some cheap red wine. She takes the red wine. She throws it at you wearing the shirt.
Uh-huh.
It then dries. You sell the shirt. The shirt is like you're a cool person who broke a heart and you look cool and that happened to you.
I see.
I like this because I get to throw red wine at you.
Yeah, and I like that part
it
too.
It has to hit the t-shirt though. It can't hit the facha.
I'm not going to miss.
You can get a little on the face though.
Yeah, a little.
Well,
a
but
little
I can't
can get
sell
face.
My face.
You could try wiping it.
So I have a white t-shirt that is now covered in wine. Now, because mm-hmm. it's an individual thing, it's every t-shirt's going to be, or long sleeve shirt is going to be unique, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
And then the end.
And then we can sell this at WFMU prom with the
exactly.
adages.
Yeah, okay. I think we're going to have to set like six
Bucci,
or seven car tables.
Mrs. Bucci
the,
wine shirt sales.
And what is the benefit, though, again? It telegraphs what.
It's a story. This is all about storytelling. We're world building here.
You women understand this. You don't. That's
yeah, you don't get it. Michael in Maplewood gets it. Bucci doesn't get it.
Thank you.
That's a Mrs. Bucci.
Added.
Yeah.
All right, Michael. Thank you so much. That's an exaggeration when I said thank you so much. I don't understand it at all.
I'm wondering why no one has suggested that we rob a bank, because you know that that's my dream.
You do want to rob a bank. Yeah. But you just say, like, I'm like, oh, what are you going to dress at? You're like, no disguise.
Don't worry about it.
You're going to go in, like, Dog Day Afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
And just get locked in there with
the problem is people just keep robbing banks. You got to just hit one.
Yeah.
And then
it's got to be a big score.
Done.
You know what I was thinking? What about, you know, plays, right? Theater, right? What if I would go up to playwrights and directors and then to ask them if they wanted to insert some product placement into their play?
Isn't that just television?
Yes, but it's a play. So it's like Death of a Salesman, right?
Uh-huh.
But, Willie Loman's like talking about like, oh, you know, I saw the mayor in the hotel in Providence and I sold them an iPhone 7. Or, hey, Biff, why don't we get into my Kia and go sell some attaché briefcases?
Where's the part where you're getting money for this?
Well, I'm bringing Kia to the table.
Oh, you're like the middleman.
Yeah, I'm the middleman. First, I go to a Kia dealership and I say, hey, do you want to get the word Kia in Death of a Salesman? Hundreds of people. And maybe Willie's like, I can't sell these. And then he curses. Kias. Because this Death of a Salesman would have more curses in them, too.
I think you should start a cult instead.
I tried. Remember? I ended up following them.
That was really
I ended up getting absorbed into my own cult.
Yeah, what a dork.
And that guy Steve, he took over. Call you a Bucci. Hello, who's there?
Jerry.
Oh my. Who's this?
That was funny. I can maybe invent crank calls. I can't invent crank calls. Oh, wait, he's still on the air.
Maybe you should invent something about hanging up on.
You know what I
got
to invent? I go to invent a call screener.
Yeah.
Because.
Yikes. You've really chased them all away. It's very sad.
Look, it's not my fault they all want to move away to California to star in one battle after the other.
We should do printing money. I heard that's easy.
You mean counterfeiting?
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
No, it's like when you take money and you copy it.
Yeah.
On both sides.
You know what the tricky part of counterfeiting is, though?
Uh-huh.
It's not the ink, because that ink you can get that ink anywhere at a Blick. Mm-hmm. But the tricky thing is the paper.
But I know paper makers.
Yes, but you don't know money paper makers.
I think they can figure it out.
No, it's very specific. You know, the minute you touch the paper, you're going to know it's a dollar bill or not.
I've
touched like $6 bills in my life, which is why I need to have this get rich quick scheme.
Quicker.
Hey, look, it's Micah.
I bet Micah's got some ideas for get rich quick schemes.
Get her.
201-209-9368. I'm trying to get rich quick. And I need your help.
Richer.
Even that guy who called up and,
screamed at you?
Yeah. What about selling beets to like rappers or...
I thought you meant like the vegetable.
Oh, that's a good idea. I could sell beets to ASAP Rocky or something. I heard he needs beets. Oh, Bucci.
Is that a bit?
You're the one who came up with it, not me. All right. Hey, Micah, do you have any get-rich-quick schemes, or how did you get really rich fast?
Inheritance.
Ah, inheriting.
We didn't think about that.
Well, I have except for my aunt, and I've been cut out of her will. So, you know, the family...
Maybe some listener can donate all their money to us when they die. And
yes.
Then we'd have an inheritance.
Yes. If That'd someone nice. Wants to put Bucci in their will, you know, or, you know, they could their fine art paintings or their jewels.
How about
or their...
if they do that, they get a personal adage? See, this is world building,
but they're
business
dead.
Planning.
But they're dead.
No, but they don't know that.
They're dead is a Bucci adage, by the way. Caller, you go Bucci.
Hi. Hello. You should have a divorce.
Does that make you money?
Yeah, you take all money from the other person.
The problem is Bucci would have to have a bunch of
money.
Why
is it echoing? I don't like that word divorce echoing throughout eternity. This better not be another divorce suggestion. Caller, you go Bucci.
Oh, no, it might result in divorce. I don't think it will. But
okay, who's this?
Here's my
This is Gretchen.
Hey, Gretchen.
From Minnesota.
Hey, Gretchen.
Okay. I think, because I have enjoyed listening to the both of you.
Aw, that's nice.
That you should become influencers.
That's a good idea.
Media.
What should we, how should we, what is the thing that we're influencing?
I'm
like,
always saying.
I don't know. Just like turn the camera on and just start talking, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, you know, and then I see this as going into something bigger. Like one of the cable networks, such as maybe Bravo or something, picks up a reality TV show of the Boochies.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. And then I can get the lip filler in my lips. And
I'll get it in my head.
And you'll get it in
your
head.
Make sure it's the chocolate mousse kind.
Yes, the chocolate 100%. Mousse lip finger. All right, I would like to be an influencer.
I think so.
I tried to influence.
Learn how to pronounce
I tried to. I called up Micah the other day, tried to influence him, and I think he was not in a good place. So, all right. So the influencer
thing. I
think
we should rank these ideas. At the end of the show.
Maybe I can be a part of the manosphere. They seem to be like they like preying on the weak and youth.
Bougie.
It's terrible. Terrible people.
Quicker. Whoa, too quick, too
you
quick,
see that
too
documentary?
Quick.
It's awful. All right, we got one more. Call it Iguchi, real fast.
Hi, Iguchi. This is Sam from Jersey City.
Hey, Sam.
You should step out in front of, like, a very small car or an e-bike thing.
Like a Kia.
This is a great one.
There you go.
MTA bus. I'm always saying you should jump in front of one of
no,
those.
No.
Not
that
a
would
bus.
Hurt. No, a small bike or a Kia or something like
no.
that.
No. Government vehicle, bus, you got
to well,
jump
first
right
you sell
front.
The rights to Kia, and then you get hit by one.
Yeah.
That works, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Or like a Yugo, a tiny little thing.
That's a tiny little car. And then I would get hit, and then I would sue
I think
them.
Go big or go
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
Bus.
Okay, thank you very much. You just wanted me to get hit by a bus.
I'm rich, B-word.
The tricky bit about, and I know this from experience, about getting hit by a car, if you step out in front of the car, you have to be careful not to make eye contact with the driver because then they know that there's a scam going on. Anyway, speaking of scams, up next is Music of Mind Control with Micah. You have been listening to WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online all the time at WFMU.org. Thank you, Mrs. Bucci, for helping us get all so fat and rich. Who listens to Bucci?
You, Ducci.
Get rich quick.